Schwartz is with us in studio. Welcome, everyone. Defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz in studio. How are you, Coach? Thanks for coming in.
Thanks. Good. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Hey, something I noticed at practice, Jim, that I really enjoy watching. It's the camaraderie of the defense. There is a ton of enthusiasm. Everybody really is rallying around each other. Something that you foster, something you encourage, or does it just happen organically?
No, I mean, you have to talk about it. I mean, defense is a team game. It's individual effort within a team scheme. And, you know, everybody has to rely on the next guy next to them, and they got to be happy for the other guy's success. And for us to be successful, we got to have a lot of guys play a lot of different roles. So, yeah, we certainly embrace it, and we encourage it.
Have you seen the physicalness that you want to see from your defense now that the pads are on and there's been a little bit of hitting?
Yeah, I mean, let's not mistake training camp pads for real pads. I mean, you know, because you're still trying to protect each other. Nobody's chopping anybody. Nobody's going low on tackles. Nobody's finishing at the quarterback. So even though, you know, we have live periods, you're not, you know, knocking a guy over a pile or taking a guy's legs or anything like that. So let's leave that. I mean, it'll be a different tempo in preseason games, and we all know it's a different tempo once the regular season begins also.
So what are you evaluating then? I mean, and just kind of take me through it. If the tempo isn't quite there, I mean...
Well, the tempo's there. It's okay. Just we're just not as physical as you would be in a time when it's another opponent. I mean, we, as much as we want to compete, we got to remember these are our teammates, you know, and we got to find a way to be physical practice without crossing over the line, and there's always a line there. You know, I mean, you can finish a rush, and if you hit a guy into the quarterback and the quarterback sprains his thumb, nobody's happy. Mm. You know, so you know, you gotta govern it a little bit.
How do you feel about what you've seen?
It's training camp. We got a lot of work to do.
And that, so okay, good. You're not satisfied at all, I trust. Is there a point in
yeah, the, I think if yeah, you pull 32 offense coordinators, 32 defensive coordinators, 32 special teams coordinators, you're not going to find anybody that's satisfied right now. I mean, that's the nature of training camp. I mean, if you're satisfied now, you're probably on the wrong path.
Are there good things that you're seeing that you'd like to share?
No.
Okay.
But there are good things, but you have to temper that. You know, you don't want to get too far ahead, you know, and you know, I think everybody's can recognize that. You know, you can get a little too pleased with yourself in training camp, read a little bit too much. We have to keep our eyes on improving every day and the grind that goes into training camp. We have to embrace that. If we do, the end will take care of itself. If we start getting happy about it and start patting ourselves on the back, we're on the wrong track.
Well, let's talk about some of the units up front. Very physical group, you know, deep. Looks like it's deep and talented. What are you seeing from the defensive line group as a whole?
Well, we're going to need it to be deep and talented because we're going to wave guys up front. We're going to bring guys out of the bullpen, and, you know, they don't need to be throwing 82 out of the bullpen. They need to be throwing 99, 100. And for us to be successful, we're going to have contributions from, you know, 6, 7, 8 guys up front. That's you know, lifeblood of what we do. I like where those guys are going. It's been a big change for them. More than any other position group, they had to change their technique, change philosophically what was expected of them. They were at the line, two-gap team that wasn't, you know, they didn't want penetration, and they really weren't asked to pass rush very much, to being asked to, you know, attack and penetrate and be the engine that drives our pass rush. So a lot's been asked of those guys, and, you know, we're still a work in progress, but, you know, we have some talented guys up there, and I like where we're going.
And Chris Wilson, I mean, he's got his guys they play with. A grin ear to ear when you tell them to go. I think that's what a defensive lineman wants to hear, right? Go get the football, not two-gap.
Well, yeah, go get the football. You can go get the football when two-gap, too, but, you know, you want to be the hammer, not the nail. You want to take the fight to them, you know, not sit on the line of scrimmage. I think they all recognize that, and they all embrace that, and it makes it easier to coach them, for sure.
Interesting group of cornerbacks with some players that you're familiar with in the past, some players who have been here, some young players, some new players. How have you seen that group kind of come along since the spring?
You know, we're going to rely a lot on those guys also. If you have guys, it's a little bit like I say, if you can rush with four and you can blitz on your own terms rather than having to blitz, it opens up so much you can do in coverage. And if you have corners that can cover and you can trust them out there on an island, it opens up so much that you can do run fit wise and blitz wise and everything else. So, you know, we're going to need to see those guys, you know, not just in training camp, but in the preseason games. There's great competition out there. We got a good mix of veterans and young players there. You know, they're asked to play a little bit different technique than they played last year, but I think bottom line is we got guys that want to challenge receivers.
Yeah, physical. And mentally, they seem like they're really into it, too. Like, you know, don't hang your head if you get beat. Just get back up there and kick.
Well, we're still a work in progress there. I mean, we still have a ways to go there, to being resilient and putting a bad play behind you. Bad plays are going to happen. You know, I mean, it's a little bit like basketball in the NBA. You can cover LeBron all day. You know, he's going to make a couple shots. And if you hang your head when he makes one, you're not going to play defense well the next time. You got to come back and go. And we got to encourage those guys to, you know, play sort of wide open a little bit, not get conservative and not, you know, just defend, you know, deep and give up too much stuff in front.
Malcolm and Rodney at safety are getting glowing reports since the time that we acquired them here, and you've spoken highly of them. And I'm wondering, when you have safeties of that caliber, how does that help you just in terms of the other things you can do in coverage? Because Eagles have had a real hard time here with the safety situation since 2008 when Brian Dawkins left. So does it really make a big difference in terms of the flexibility you have or the versatility or the X's and O's that you can throw out
there? Yeah, I think versatility and flexibility are good words to use when you talk about those guys. Both of them have played corner in the past. Both of them were corners in college. So when it comes to matching a third wide receiver, you don't have to match with nickel. And feel like, or if you don't match with nickel, you don't feel like you're mismatched. One of those guys can go down and cover a third wide receiver. Allows you to do a lot more blitz-wise. You know, both of those guys are good tacklers. They can play in the box or they can play deep. You know, it's tough to try to hide a one-trick pony at safety. And neither of those guys is a one-trick pony. And they're veterans, young veterans, but they're veterans. They do a great job of communicating. They hustle. They set the tempo for practice. Couldn't be more pleased with those guys.
At middle linebacker, Jordan Hicks, year number two in the NFL. And with the Eagles, he has to take over the defense as a leader and also from the mental standpoint. You spoke about the mental standpoint and lining up people on Thursday morning at practice after practice. How about from the kind of being the leader of the defense as a middle linebacker, we kind of look at him as that kind of guy. Is he that kind of guy?
Yeah, you know, you get a lot of different leaders of the defense. I mean, I think that everybody has played within their own personality. And he does have some responsibilities for making calls, you know, being, you know, getting the front lined up and things like that. But, you know, that's part of his job. Mm-hmm. You know, let's not give him any gold stars for that. I mean, that's what he has to do. And, you know, it's really not that tough. Jordan's smart. He gets it. And he'll do a fine job in there.
What are you seeing from linebacker from those three, Nigel and Michael and Jordan? And then the rest of the group, the linebackers, who some outside have questioned if there's enough depth here?
Well, I think there's probably 31 other teams that are questioning their depth at just about every position. I mean, that's life in the NFL. But, you know, I think it was important to bring Najee Good back. And I think, you know, he's a guy that has, you know, started at times and can fill in a lot of different positions, can play Mike, can play outside. You know, we're still a work in progress, like a lot of other positions. There's good competition there. Special teams play a big role in backup linebackers, you know, because they're not just sitting there waiting for their turn and not doing anything. They're out there covering kicks. So, you know, they're going to have to prove that they can accomplish that while they're still developing as linebackers.
I would love to get the all-encompassing, hey, Jim, how's this guy coming along? Who's standing up? But I know that you're not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
So I want to ask this. At what point do you feel as a coach that you've got a real handle on what you have as a defense? Is it three games into the regular season? Is it after 60?
We better know before then.
I mean, okay.
Because those first two count.
Right, but isn't it kind of a learn? You're still learning it as you go for that first couple?
You know, you learn as you go through OTAs and mini camp and training camp. That's part of what we do here is we're trying to find, you know, what fits the players best. What's the best combination of calls? Every team's got a little different personality. Every defense has a little different personality, different strengths, different weaknesses. It's up to us to identify those, to try to minimize our weaknesses and try to emphasize our strengths. And, you know, that's why we're out here every day. They're, you know, not just out here, you know, just trying to accomplish a scheme. As we watch, we're trying to figure out as coaches, hey, this is our personality. This is what we're good at. This is what we can hang our hat on. That opener counts. The first two games count. Oh, we're not waiting until the season to find out, you know, to try to find out about
preseason games. Obviously make a big difference between preseason game and a
Yeah, you know, I mean, we want to win every game for preseason games, but that is a good time to evaluate. And it's good. You're not just evaluating the players. You're evaluating the players within the scheme, like mm-hmm. I said, and what they're good at and what best fits us. So, you know, that definitely plays a part of it. But obviously, you know, those games aren't on your resume, so to speak.
Right. Well, Jim, thanks so much.
Yeah, appreciate thanks for having me.
Jim Schwartz in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.